Better Listen presents a Return to Love workshop, The Basics of A Course in Miracles, with Marianne Williamson.
Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to LA. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How many of you are here from Los Angeles? Okay. How many of you are here from someplace besides Los Angeles? Okay. Now I want you to turn around and say hi to the almost 400 people that are here with us via live streaming from all over the world. All of you are welcome. I want to give you a little bit of an example of who's gathered here. In terms of the United States, we have people from Arizona, California, Connecticut, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Ohio, Oregon, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Hampshire, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Washington, Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, and Wyoming. But also, via live streaming, we are joined by people from Australia, Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Denmark, England, France, Mexico, Norway, Poland, and Scotland. So, you know, no matter how many times I take off in an airplane, I'm just amazed that these things fly. And no matter how many times I do something via live streaming or get on the internet, it's just amazing to me. I am never not amazed at what is possible. And the fact that we can be gathered here, not only geographically in this room, but geographically via live streaming. So it's really extraordinary. So I hope that as we go about our time this weekend, and we will be doing plenty of serious conversation, I want you to just remember that the fact that you are not here by yourself is extremely important in everything that we are going to be talking about and everything that you are going to be experiencing. I want to thank Jacqueline Hughes and Catherine Roberts and all the other marvelous people, Sunny, Kyle, and you said you have a list? Hold on. I want to tell you a few of those people from Sunny Salinas, Kyle Thompson, DJ, Rod Reynolds, Pat Allen, all the extraordinary volunteers who have helped make this night happen. So to all of you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I do want to talk to you a little bit before we begin. First of all, as I said before, welcome to Los Angeles. Los Angeles is my hometown. And I'm grateful that you came. Those of you who are not from Los Angeles, I'm particularly grateful. I've been getting on airplanes for a long time. And I thought, well, maybe this time they'll come to me. So it was so exciting for me to drive to the airport and not have to go through security and get on. And I want to say a little something for those of you who are not from this area. This town is special for me in terms of what we're doing here. This town gave me my career, and I've long thought and said that I don't think any other town would have given me my career. We were brand before there was branding. We were talking about A Course in Miracles and metaphysics and spirituality, many of us, before it was cool, you know? And I felt there was something about this city that was very fertile for the conversation we were having, not only in terms of the AIDS crisis, which created such a field of hope, open-mindedness to thinking that was outside the box, but also I just think the ideas of this city and the openness, you know, I think that's why you come to Los Angeles. It's not because of the physical beauty, although we certainly have it if you get to the beach or to the mountains. It's the open-minded attitudes, and so I have been served by this city. I've come to love the city and to feel it's my home. So truly, I feel like I'm having a party at my house, and I do. I welcome you who have come geographically and also those of you who are coming in via live streaming. I feel like the whole city is, in a way, welcoming you. And those of you who are here from the South Bay of California, consider yourself, along with me, hosts for this gathering. I will do everything I can this weekend. I will bring myself to the experience to the best of my ability. And I also, as I often say, I think of myself a little bit as your aerobics instructor.